Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Hope you all are having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. A little later, are you a loud sneezer? We're going to talk about it. And Country Life, one of the most unique baby names in the South. We will get into all of that, but we kick things off in this hour with some entertainment news. And Will Smith shows up right away. He is just 3 years into his 10-year ban from the Oscars for slapping Chris Rock. And in the new interview with the Associated Press, he was asked how he feels about it and whether or not he plans to appeal it. And he says, quote, looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm not going to take what I get with, and I'm going to take what I get with that. Will also discuss his new album based on a true story, which comes out this Friday. He said, quote, I've taken the last couple of years to really do a deep dive on the parts of me that may or might not have been in the level of certainty and asking those deep, scary internal questions. Quote, it really is the result of my internal self-examination. Every song is about some part of myself that I discovered or wanted to explore, something I wanted to share. It's the most full musical offering that I've ever created.
Huh, sounds interesting.
Yeah. And knowing him, there will probably be at least one or two hits on there, and you know, dance songs or what have you, because that's part of what he does. So I'm sure that's part of it. I appreciate, first off, this story has been covered way too much. My God, this story has been covered.
I mean, 3 years later,
still talking
about it.
I mean, yeah, and I said this at the time, a 10-year ban is ridiculous. It's about the Oscars trying to make themselves look big and important and everything. Do you think Will Smith learned his lesson? I think he learned his lesson. The first two movie roles, he got taken away from him for this and lost out on $40, $50 million. I'm pretty sure the guy has learned his lesson, but real quickly, one thing I do want to say that we need more of in life and society that I see him taking heat for, he's having accountability. He's trying to grow and learn. Now, you can judge that and you know, be cynical of it if he is doing this, if he isn't. What he's doing is so important. He is a public person who is well known for decades now, and he is coming out and saying, I was wrong. I'm trying to be better and I'm learning. How great is that? How great is it for kids to grow up and actually see a grown man taking responsibility and owning his mistakes and admitting it? We need more of this in society. We need more, because guess what? Ain't nobody perfect out there. There has never been a perfect human being ever.
Well, and no question. So he's owning it. But I think the other message he's sending loud and clear is, I'm not engaging with you on this.
Yeah.
You want to fight? You want me to? I mean, that's the impression I get because he keeps getting poked on it. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it's been 3 years. It's done. But it comes up. So then he's just like, nope, I feel the same. I'm taking what I, you know, because to me, it almost like the underlying current is almost that they're wanting him to say something back or jab back. And he's just like, nope, I'm good. And sometimes when people figure that out, it drives the other party more crazy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He figured it out. Like, he's like, hey, yeah, I did it. I'll take it. This is the punishment. Fine. I'm not going to keep, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to keep engaging in this. And there's a lot of people, and we all know them, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of people that can't do that. You know, that they just keep poking.
I don't know. I appreciate those things that he's doing and look forward to seeing what he does next. We'll see how the album does. I imagine it'll probably do pretty darn well.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I mean, I would guess that there were probably some people disappointed in him when this happened, but I also think that his I don't know that a huge amount of his fan base would leave him over something like that.
That's the thing about this to me. It was messed up at the time. He shouldn't have done it. It was wrong. America loves apple pie, baseball, and a comeback story. These are the things we love and we back. And I have no doubt that his comeback story was, especially, it's not as if he did something that is like unforgivable and we have to shun him for the rest of society. We got people that we should be doing that to that we don't.
That's what I mean. So it's just like, but he's just kind of like, yeah, okay.
It's hard to get bent out of shape on this one.
I'm still moving on.
Especially, I'm more bent out of shape about this next story. Suzanne Summers passed away from breast cancer in October of 2023. One of the more fun TV personas and everything. I loved her. She was great. She was really good and a better actor than people ever gave her credit for or casting directors ever gave her a chance to be.
Don't you think, though, because people just thought that she was like... like actually an airhead?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like because of the kind of like ditzy parts that she played, it was like I think she didn't get enough credit because of, you know, it was implied that that was her persona on and off, you know.
Well, this is the catch with being too good of an actor, as you get typecast and you get to the point where even as a person, people think of you as that person. So but one thing that should be noted about Suzanne Summers is how smart of a businesswoman she was and how smart she was with her business opportunities and everything. I heard with the passing of George Foreman, I've heard a lot of interesting stories about him. One that I heard that I was sharing with my dad the other day that I found wild. So Hulk Hogan and George Foreman had the same agent. And Hulk Hogan at the time was taking a lot of heat from his kids because when they went to go pick him up, he was always last in line and they had to wait for him. He was behind all the soccer moms and things like that and stuff. So one day he decides, I'm going to get McDonald's and I'm going to show up early. I'm going to get there right away. I'm going to be the first car in line. I'm Hulk Hogan. I'm going to do this and I'm going to be the big dad. And he does. He's there. He's first. He's first in line. His kids love it. He's ecstatic. He gets home and this is a wild back, so he has a voice message on his answering machine, and it's his agent. He calls him back, and his agent says, oh man, I was trying to get a hold of you first, but I called George, so I have this grill and I've got this shake machine, and I didn't know which one you wanted, but I talked to George first. George got the grill and Hulk got the shake machine, and at the time Hulk Hogan's like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, that's fine. He's got a million business opportunities and different things. And flash forward to now, where you can't find that shake machine anywhere in Mexico, even. They wouldn't even sell it there. And George Foreman is George Foreman. It's kind of wild.
But did you see the meme, just because you brought up the George Foreman grill, did you see the meme like a week ago where it was actually like his coffin was shaped like a George Foreman grill?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty funny.
No disrespect, but it just was hilarious because I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I have a hard time believing George Foreman wouldn't have laughed at that. That man was very self-aware and very self-deprecating. Suzanne Summers, like George Foreman, very smart at business, very smart at what you do with that money, because there is no 401k, there is no retirement plan for entertainers. So how you do this, what you invest, is incredibly important. You never know what your next job is, or if you got a job coming. And if you're a boxer like George Foreman was, you don't know if you're going to be able to keep fighting. If people are going to pay to see a fight, if you're Suzanne Summers and you see your career being like cut short because you're being typecast, well, you're going to come up with stuff. And of course, we saw Suzanne Summers have a whole second act with the self-care stuff and self-workout videos and everything. Yeah. Well, this is all of this I'm bringing up because of this next part of this and why we're talking about Suzanne Summers, because it sounds like she's sort of back, because she's back as an AI robot. Suzanne's husband, Alan Hamill, worked with a company called RealBotics to create a, quote, digital twin of Suzanne. It mimics both her voice and speech patterns using recordings and footage of her. It even has many of her memories and can answer questions. When it was asked to share a specific memory of a time when with Hamill, it talked about a cooking segment that they filmed where they had a funny mishap with a blender. Hamill claims that this was Suzanne's idea, and he says, quote, I think she would smile a lot and be really happy about it. Oh, and it gets stranger. Hamill claims he has a, quote, long-range plan to get permission to get a John Ritter version made and do some, quote, additional episodes of Three's Company. Joyce DeWitt is still alive. She is 75. This is disgusting to me.
Just, well, you know where I went right away? Before you said that it was her idea. But before that, I was like, oh, this dude's got some closure issues, right? Like, I mean, there's a natural mourning that goes with, like, you, but... Yeah,
I really...
This is our That Ain't Right story for today.
Absolutely.
That's just weird.
It's weird. It's first off, the technology will never get to the point where you're going to feel like it's Suzanne Summers. All right? So if that's the case, why even do it to me? All of this is selfish. It's about the people that are still around.
It's very weird.
It's weird. It's selfish. And I don't think it's smart business. I don't think it's a very good business model or a business idea. I'm going to go ahead and throw this right back in his face. I don't believe Suzanne Somers wanted this. I don't. I have a hard time believing that. I'd like proof on that. I'd like actual evidence that she wanted this.
It's very odd. But the chances of it actually getting anywhere? You know what I'm saying? Like, think about how many shows. Well, I'm sure you could share. But you know what I mean? Like, how many shows make it to the drawing board but never get anywhere?
The only way this would make it on a streaming service or TV is by just sheer attention. It's not about the show. It's just a
curiosity.
It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick thing. It's a little a money grab kind of thing.
Totally weird.
It all sounds like a money grab to me from this guy.
I mean,
and it's disgusting. Look, the point of life, the thing about this whole thing is that it comes and goes. And I'll admit to the audience, me and my family are currently going through a heavy loss. So I admit that I'm a little sensitive to this matter and everything. But at the same time, I don't think that matters. Loss is loss, and it's not easy, and it's something that we got to stomach and we got to live with. But that's the point of the living. That's the point of all of this. If it was forever, then what would any of this mean? It's no different than when we talk about animals, and we only get them for a short time. We got Suzanne for a while, and I'd love her to still be around. I'd love John Ritter to still be around. I love Robin Williams to still be around. That's just not how this game works. We all have play by the same rules. We all are on this same plane here.
This would be a little less cringy if it was just maybe like her workout videos.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like using that. Comment. You know what I mean? Like if it was her voice, but using more updated whatever equipment or techniques or something. But it's just weird.
Yeah. Just I don't know. That ain't right.
Weird.
I don't know. And I don't know how you're going to make money off of something like this either. That just seems like a very silly business model. Maybe they'll do some improv sketches at CWAC with this one. Our good friends at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater do this thing called Final Fridays. It's a improv thing that they do. It's so much fun. It's so exciting and interesting. And you have one of the best entertainers in this state hosting it, Steve Martin. One of my favorite actors of all time, one of my favorite people to work with. Steve is incredible, just as good as his namesake.
I was actually going to go there, and then I thought, no, give him his space.
This Friday, March 28th, they'll have a 7 o'clock social, 7:30 games. It's a free event, BYOB. It is an adult thing, adult rated show and everything, so I may not want to bring the kids. 2952 Minnesota Avenue is where they'll be in Stevens Point at the Shack. Go check this out. Buy local, support local, support the arts. And keep in mind that they've got Don Quixote de la Center, the play coming up for them on May 8th. Get your tickets for that and find out more at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. I want to remind everybody that a WFHR newsletter is being put together right now as we speak. We have a new edition dropping for you tomorrow at noon. Be sure to be on the lookout for that and sign up for it at WFHR.com. WFHR.com just takes a minute to sign up for it. And when you're signing up, one of the things we encourage you to do is let us know things that you're looking for. What would you like more of or like any of? What are stories you'd like us to cover or any of those kind of things? All of the above. We're doing this for you. So we want to hear from you, and we want to cover the things that you want us to cover. And nobody is covering Central Wisconsin like we are here at WFHR and WIRI. Please challenge me on that one. I mean that. I would love to be challenged on that because that means we've got local reporting going on. But unfortunately, our phone lines are dead right now. Because we don't have a lot of local journalism. We don't have a lot of local reporting. I want to shout out the Wisconsin Rapid City Times and the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune for still doing some local reporting, but their hands are tied. They've had budget cuts and so many different things go on with journalism. We've seen what's happened with Channel 9 and Channel 7 in our local area here with the news and how that's been cut. We're being added. We've brought people on our team. We've made additions to our team. We're doing much more. And we have a company that is investing in this area and cares about this area. They're putting their money where their mouth is. You guys want local footage? You guys want more high school sports? What have we been doing the last 2 or 3 years? We've been giving it to you. I'm not saying this because I'm bragging. I'm saying this because we want more people to join. Spread the word about what we're doing around here and support local. We are you. This is your station, everybody. Support those that support us and support this station and sign up for that newsletter. WFHR.com is where it's at for you. Terry and I will take a break. When we come back, are you a loud sneezer? We're going to talk about it. Coming up. It's a safe place. It's a safe space. It's okay. We can talk about it. It's coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got a couple 80s kids here, so we're, of course, doing the 80s bumpers. We've got to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know about you, but I have had at least twice now flashbacks.
Like, I'm having some moments here today.
I am, I'm stuck in the 80s, apparently.
Is Seth.
Yes, we're thankful for it. Are you a loud sneezer, and are you embarrassed by it? Well, the Washington Post did a big article on how it is possible to learn to sneeze more quietly. An ear, nose, and throat doctor said, if you need proof, just go to Japan. You'll also never hear a loud sneeze there because it's considered rude. I dated a girl whose family was from Japan, and this is where I learned of this. I don't want to make it sound like they're like, you know, they shun people for this, but it is one of those things. I don't know what the American equivalent is of, like, you do this and everybody, there's just a consensus societal thing of like, hey, that's wrong. You can't do that. Like,
how about farting?
Yeah.
How about maybe you just get up and go in a different room? Like, yeah. I mean, it's not the same, but seriously.
But it's a good
Yeah, I have a loud sneezer and I'm like, you do not need to do that so loud.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I mean, like, this is a thing. This is a thing. So this is very interesting to me that it can be controlled because I'm told otherwise.
See, I've never, I guess this is one of the few things I really haven't run much into. And I don't know that I don't even know, I guess, that if I'm a loud sneezer or not. I don't think I am, but maybe.
Well, does your whole body, like, shudder?
No, I can't say that. So, yeah, okay, that's a pretty good note right there.
I mean, does it look like you're having some sort of medical emergency?
Yeah. A lot of loud sneezers don't want to change, apparently. One woman they talked to said she basically screams and she's fine with it because it's so satisfying. But if you do want to achieve a near silent sneeze, there are actually steps you can do. And that part alone is kind of interesting to me that you can actually help this if you want.
And I don't think it needs to be silent. Like, I don't have an issue. Like, a sneeze is a sneeze. It's like a cough, right? But when it's, like, you know, very loud, or you have to have some sound effects, like, you know, like. See,
here's where I'm with you on this. Because if you can't help it, that's one thing. But if you're just sneezing and it's like another attention grab for you, and you're just shaking your whole body and the room moves, like, okay, yeah, wait a minute. Like, hold up there. Like, take it easy. Yeah. Take it down a notch, man. You're overacting more than Nick Cage. Like, I mean, take it easy. So here are the things you can do to kind of help with this. Number one, exhale right before it happens. The more air that's in your lungs, the louder your sneeze will be. So if you exhale, it's not as bad. That's a good option. I wouldn't have thought of that. Relax your vocal cords. Imagine you're letting out a deep sigh. The high-pitched at the end of a chew only happens if your vocal cords vibrate and your mouth is open. Huh. Okay. All right. So just calming the vocal cords a little bit. Keep your mouth closed. Push your tongue up to the roof of your mouth to direct air pressure through your nose instead. I feel like that it would end badly for me.
I feel like, the tongue thing, but you can close your mouth because, yes. I mean, what happens when, like, snot flies out or something?
As a side note, unless you're talking, always keep your mouth shut. Nobody wants to see the inside of anybody else's mouth, especially when you're eating. Maybe if I'm alone on that one, please call up and let me know, because I got to think this is, again, one of those more universal things. Nobody really likes watching
somebody else eat.
Sneeze into your elbow, or what my godson calls the vampire. You got to do the vampire. You know, we learned that during the pandemic. It obviously muffles the sound. It's also more polite than just sneezing out into the open air. The one thing you should never do is try to completely hold in a sneeze. In rare cases, it can rupture your eardrums or tear a hole in your throat.
Yeah, that's the argument that I get. Like, you're not supposed to, you know, stop a sneeze. That's fine. I'm not suggesting that you stop it, but I would really appreciate you emailing me the link to that article, because I'll probably be sharing it.
Absolutely. if you are curious about the complete article, you can find it at MSN.com. They've got this, but the Washington Post has the original article on it. When it comes to something like this, I think giving each other grace, giving yourself some grace is important. But I also think that if this is one of the things you could do for people in your life, or like there's one person in your life, what's the harm in doing it? You know, what's a little give and take?
I would never bring it up to someone, like just someone. But, you know, sometimes, and maybe we shouldn't do this, but sometimes the people we live with, you know, we maybe judge a little more, or we like to influence a little more.
Yeah, I can see that. I think I get that. We're going to talk unique baby names from the South when we get back after our news, sports, and partner break. But before we do that, Terry, I want to remind everybody that Civic Media has this wonderful thing that we're doing up and down the state. We have got the Spring into Text to Win contest, statewide contest going on, Break into Spring Text to Win contest. The spring comes in because, of course, spring is coming around, and the grand prize, a brand new mattress. We got a brand new mattress.
That's a nice deal.
That's a pretty cool one.
Yeah.
What we're going to ask you to do is the top of the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, we're going to give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. You do that and you get in on the running on that mattress, along with hourly prizes like $100 cash or a Chula Vista family stay or a pair of Brewers tickets club level, as we are on the eve of opening day. That's pretty cool. Get in on this one, and everybody be listening at the top of the 11 a.m. hour today and 1 and 4 o'clock hours. And then now until April 4th, we're going to be doing this every day, Monday through Friday. Well, I mean, Monday through Friday, we will, not weekends, but Monday,
I mean, but you really think about that? Four times a day, there's four significant prizes every single day.
Yeah.
Plus, you get in the drawing for the, you know, for the whole mattress set, and, you know, little bedroom makeover. There's nothing wrong with that, right? You get new sheets, new mattress.
Who's turning that down?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
care if you just bought a brand new bed. You're taking it. You're
taking
it.
Take the $100 cash,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Right now, yeah. I work in radio. Of course I will. All these prizes are fantastic. And we're just really appreciative to our partners and to our sponsors out there that love doing this kind of thing. I've been fortunate to work at a lot of radio stations and do this for a long time. I love giving things away. It's one of my favorite, absolute favorite things about this job. I've never worked at a company where they go all in like this. I mean, the things that we are able to give away, and it's so in thanks to our partners, our sponsors, and all of you out there. We're not able to do this if you guys aren't hitting us up and everything, so we appreciate you.
And you can't play if you don't have the app.
Yes.
So get that downloaded. I mean, this runs through what, next Friday?
Yeah.
So I mean, you still got time. It's worth it.
Yeah, get in on it. Download that app if you haven't done so already, and thank you to everybody who already does. Got that next keyword coming up for you at the 11 o'clock hour. Be listening for Jane and Greg to have that for you coming up right here. At No, I'm sorry. I had to do
for
it.
For the love.
I had to do it. We'll be back with more
show. 4. Teen. 14. Teenage boy. Even worse.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We hope you're having a good one out there. We're going south for the next subject. We know many people, whether you've been in the South, lived in the South, or anything like that, you know that there are some interesting named cities in the South. And let's be honest, there are some interesting named cities in every state. Every state has some of this. But one of the things that I think is so fun about America is how you go, a couple of states this way, a couple of states that way, and the language is different, or, you know, lingo can be different, and certainly names can be different.
For sure.
So we already know that the naming cities can be a little different, but what about baby names? Are they just as unusual?
Babies.
Here are the most unique baby names in the South. These are the most popular but unique at the same time, so that kind of middle ground there of those. And I say we start at number 12. Well, we get 12 of them. We'll start at 12. And in Texas, wait a minute. No, they're just going by states. I see. Okay, I did not pre-read this. I wanted to be just surprised with you about it. So we'll go right from the top on down. It's in alphabetical order. So, okay. Alabama. For boys, it's Braylon, B-R-A-Y-L-I-N. And for girls, it's merit.
Oh, interesting.
It's very interesting. Okay. All right. Nothing too crazy so far. All right. Arkansas, boys, cachet. So C-A-C-H-E.
Seriously?
And for girls, it's savvy. S-A-V-V-Y. No. No. No, Arkansas. No. What are you doing? No.
I mean, I could see that being a... I'm leaving cachet alone. But, like, I could see savvy being a nickname for like Savannah or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? A little nickname. But I don't know. That's not, mm-mm. It wouldn't be in my top list.
I don't know. Florida. Oh boy. For boys, Massimo. M-A-S-S-I-M-O. And for girls, I'm not even sure how to say this. Anio? Anioa? A-I-N-H-O-A. Anioa. It looks like Aloha, but with Annie in it. Anioa? Anioa? Anio? I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't. Massimo isn't bad, but I thought of that as a last name.
Don't you think of like Massimo, though?
Yeah,
Massimo, like, was that clothing?
Yeah. Yes.
Back in the day?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, no. Don't. Might as well name your kid Fubu. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Georgia. For boys, it's Mazzy, M-A-Z-I. And for girls, Kamora, K-A-M-O-R-A. Yeah, I don't know.
We're having a Brian and Jenny.
Kentucky, for boys, it's Branson, B-R-A-N-S-O-N. And for girls, it's Blakelyn, B-L-A-K-E-L-Y-N, Blakelyn. I have not heard of a lot of these. Branson, I've heard of the city.
Like Missouri? Yeah, I was going to say. If that was Missouri's number one name, I'd be like,
That'd be a little, I don't know. Louisiana, for boys, denim. Denim. D-E-N-I-M. I got nothing. I don't even know what to do with that. I have oftentimes I've been at different points in my life struggle with if I like my name James. You know, it's not very original. It's pretty used. A lot of people have it, including my own family where there's three others named after it and everything. And you know what? Not so bad now. I look at denim. I'm good with James.
You know, there was a girl. Named Denim when I was in school. I guess the other thing, though, is I think about some of these, and I think about how mean kids can be.
Yes,
and you have to remember that there is no kid. So if you're like an 8-year-old and you're picking on another 8-year-old, there's no kid on the planet that came up with their own name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you want to pick on somebody, pick on their parents.
Exactly.
You know? Yes. Like no kid picks their name. But I always think it's weird when people... This is just my opinion. When people, it seems like they just try to find a name that's like so different or so out there or because of uniqueness or whatever. And sometimes I'm like, you know what you're doing to that kid? You know, like, I don't know.
I'm with you 100% on this. I will say, too, as somebody who I remember with my ex and I, and we were thinking of our kids' names, wanting them to be unique. I mentioned the James thing. We knew my son was going to name, we were going to name him James because of the tradition and everything.
Sure.
But we wanted them to have a unique middle name and all of this. And we got talking about it. And we did a lot of things. We did the thing a lot of parents do of, you know, being able to, hey, how can you make fun of this name and that? And if we should use it or not. But one of the things that came up during it, we both kind of had the epiphany at the same time. Oh, yeah, this ain't about us. It's about the kid. Like, we want to give the kid a name that they're proud of, that they want to shine, that they why, you know, parents getting so caught up in, oh, I got to be unique, more unique than my friends and their kid's name or whatever. Do your thing. And for once, or take this as a great opportunity to be, you know, begin a long, the rest of your life journey of being a parent and think of the kid first. Because I guarantee you, nobody naming their kid Denim thought of the kid first. I'm sorry if that's controversial, and I apologize to anybody named Denim up there, but I stand on that hill. I will stand on that hill. Denim. What are you doing?
You're about as mad about this as I am about the sneeze.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten mad until you said something that I find, I love when this happens. It's not only hilarious to me, but also plays on a dicey area. There's nothing funny about bullying. Bullying is a coward's man's game. There's nothing good about it. But I love the idea of, instead of bullying the kid, go to the parents' house.
Yeah, like,
I love the idea of like 8 and 9 year olds going to a parent's house just to laugh at them about the name they chose for their kid. That's hilarious to me. I want to make that sketch. I want that to become a thing.
That would be
no more kids picking on kids. Go over to the parents.
That would be kind of funny,
you,
wouldn't it?
You nailed something right there. That is so good. You're so right about this. That's hilarious. Mississippi. For boys, it's Cashton.
Cashton?
Cashton. Thank you. K-A-S-H-T-Y-N. And for girls, it's Swayze. I feel like
as in Patrick.
Yeah, I feel like that should be the other way around or something.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I really do. I like Cashton. Sounds like a woman, a girl's name.
Well, and for a long Swayze. Time, and I've been seeing it differently now, but for like a long time, that T-Y-N at the end was more female, onto female names. Like if it was a boy like Cashton, it would be like T-O-N instead of the T-Y-N. But now you just see it all over the place. Remember when the name book was a thing, like an actual printed book of baby names?
Yeah.
That's not a thing anymore. But I can remember having one, and there were like hundreds, probably thousands of girl names and boy names, and you would just like read it and like what resonates, what clicks to me, you know, kind of thing.
Oh,
but I don't know how they'd keep up now.
No. So for North Carolina, for boys, chosen with a Z. C-H-O-Z-E-N. And for girls, Miller. So
as in light?
Yeah, maybe.
High life?
I guess, yeah, it's spelled the same.
Time? Miller time?
Look, you name your kid Chosen. Like, good luck. Good luck.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're thinking about having a child or you're expecting a child and you actually Google like unique baby names, that should be your first red flag, right?
Yes, 100%. Yes. What are you doing? What are you doing in the Carolinas there?
That's a little crazy.
In Oklahoma, for boys, and again, these are popular names, that meaning that these are being used
like
by
not one kid has this name.
Yeah, like multiple families doing this. In Oklahoma, they're naming boys Thang. T-H-A-N-G.
No.
And then for girls, Rhinely? R-Y-N-L-E-E.
Rhinely.
I don't know.
Really? T-H-A-N-G? Really?
I don't know what's going on there.
That kind of makes me sad. That kid is getting picked up.
I mean, yeah. There's no getting around that. That's not being mean. That's being honest. There's no getting around that one. To each their own. But again, if you just think about the kid, not yourself, and not wanting to be unique and different and everything. There's plenty of unique and different names that you can go with that are not named. Like these are just. Here's the other thing that's bugging me about this. These are lazy. I find these very lazy. They're not unique. They're not different. They're just different. They're not unique. They're different.
Like it ain't no thing.
Yeah, right. Like they're not coming up with like either they're like trying to be Dr. Seuss and come up with these new names, or they're just choosing things that we've already labeled. Like, you know, something is chosen for something, or the chosen one, or some of those phrases we use, and they're just using that, or Miller, or how about South Carolina, where for boys, knowledge. What are we doing? What are we doing? That's already used. There's already a definition for that. Come up with a name him Carl. Like, come on. Like, there's something better. There's better names.
Knowledge?
Knowledge. Like, boy, I hope that, boy, I feel for these kids. For girls, it's Sullivan. It actually sounds normal compared to some of these. Like, actually, it doesn't sound so bad. In Tennessee, for boys, it's Neyland. N-E-Y-L-A-N-D. And for girls, it's Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y.
We're calling it. I'm just exhausted with that.
One more for you, Texas. For boys, Aziel, A-Z-A-E-L. And for girls, Romina, R-O-M-I-N-A. I don't know. I don't know. You can go to theboot.com, I know, to see the complete list if you'd like. And if you know of, or if you are somebody with one of these names, please call up.
I'm
share
sorry.
With us how you feel. Yes, I want to know if you like your name, you don't like your name. I want to know what you think.
Well, you don't really have a choice till you're, I guess, when you're an adult. But by then, you're also already know. You know what I mean? Like, there's something weird about changing a first name.
Yeah, yeah. You're so already.
Because, like, how do you do that? I mean, here's the thing. If you have, like, what, 3/4 of these names, just pray for, you know, someone, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a sibling that gives you a good nickname.
Yes, yes, yes. How, somebody is short. Yeah, maybe that's the other part of this that's bugging me. What do you call shorthand knowledge? Hey, Nolly. Like, I mean, what do you do there? I don't know what you do there.
You're I have no idea.
I have no idea about that one.
Okay.
There you go. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. We got some great good stories of the day for you. And we're going to catch up with our United Way as well, coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here, going to wrap up the show for the day. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
We got a couple of things to get to before we wrap up for the day, Terry. Wanted to wrap talking a little United Way with you and reminding everybody about some of the great things that you guys are doing over there. I did want to send a real quick shout out to My Free Taxes, a wonderful service I've been using for about 5 or 6 years now, and it has worked so well for me. Let me double check. Still free, man. So it seems to be working well. IRS yes. have not come after me, so I seem to be.
Well, I mean,
in
fair.
In all seriousness, it's a great service and encourage the people to check into it if you hit the requirements.
For sure. If your household income is under $84,000 for 2024, you do qualify for My Free Taxes. Sometimes if you have some unique schedules that have to be done, you know, maybe you're not eligible, but as a general rule, you are eligible for free tax preparation and, you know, tick tock on the clock to get those done. So, you can access My Free Taxes by visiting our website, uwswac.org. There is a banner that, you know, kind of comes across the top of the screen, and My Free Taxes is one of the options there. You click on that, click on a link, and it will take you to the portal to access it. Very user-friendly, very easy. It is even mobile-friendly. I mean, it's probably easier to look at a little bit bigger screen, but if what you have is a smartphone and that's mm-hmm. your option, it can be done there, and it is formatted for mobile. So I think that's, you know, also a noteworthy piece of information. You just gather up your documents, and you literally just enter everything in that you have, and it will give you show you a draft, and you say yes or no, you know, submit or hold on, wait, I'm missing something. And then you can get those done and filed for free.
I want to remind everybody, Community Shred Day is less than a month away. Get those important documents ready to go.
Yes. So Community Shred Day is Thursday, April 17th from 9 a.m. till noon, hosted by Prevail Bank here in Wisconsin Rapids. And this is an opportunity, exactly what James said, get those sensitive documents out of your house, you know, that you don't need to be retaining anymore. Bring them on over. You can get 2 boxes shredded for free. Each additional box after that, you make a $5 donation to United Way. So, I mean, it's pretty, right? Like, making a donation to get that great of a service is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I will say that the last several years, we have been at the capacity before the end time. And when the shred truck is full, I mean, it's a mobile service. So, like, when he's shredded the max capacity, that's all we have. So I would encourage you, if you have stuff, you know, get there in that first hour.
Yeah.
Because I would be shocked if we made it 3 hours, just being really honest. You know, we don't necessarily set the parameters around that. It's an event that we are the benefactor of, but is hosted by someone else. So I just really encourage you to, you know, be thinking about that. And, you know, what, like I said, when it's full, and we just can, we really don't have any control over that.
A shout out to Prevail Bank too, because $1 will be donated to the United Way of South Windham's counties for each pound of paper shredded. That is pretty cool, and that's a great added benefit of this. And well, you know, in this day and age, and more than ever, people are worried about getting their documents completely shredded. This is an opportunity for you to like literally be there, seeing it done, so you know, have that peace of mind. And among all that, also knowing you're putting into your community, you're adding to the betterment of the community by getting. It's a perfect 2-for-1. It
absolutely
really is.
And we also have Bank Account Corporation sponsors the second 1,000 pounds. So United Way's benefit. I mean, we get a $2,000 donation for that cool. day, which is awesome. And Prevail Bank is paying the shredder, so I mean, they're incurring mm-hmm. kind of double duty, right?
Yeah.
And then also, you know, we get the donations from the additional boxes. One other thing that's a little bit noteworthy, because you did bring that up, you can see your personal stuff get shredded, but you have to be prepared to hang around a little bit if that's what you want to have happen, because they go into some secure bins, and then Jerry brings it onto the truck. He does shred it right there on site, but I mean, sometimes it's like he's not so caught up, yeah. you know, that your box is going in that second that you're driving through. Yeah. But some people, you know, that's really important that they want to see mm-hmm. that, and you are welcome to stay, but you probably need to like park your car, not drive through if you're interested in seeing the stuff get shredded. But you know, it's a great event. You know, we're super thankful to Prevail for hosting, and then also Prevail and Bank Account for sponsoring.
Find out more about this and all the great things they are doing over at the United Way, uwswac.org. Did we cover everything for today, Terry?
I think so. We're looking for children's books. You can register for United We Can, but everything, all of this can mm-hmm. be found on our website and on our social media. So, you know, just take a few minutes and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And a big thank you again to the United Way and all the work that you guys and your team are doing here in our community. We appreciate you. A couple of notes about our schedule and what's going on today and coming up. And one thing I wanted to mention that Pam hit us up about this, and appreciate it, Pam. We are seeking information on area Easter egg hunts. If any organization is hosting an Easter egg hunt this spring, please get us the information. You can contact us here at WFHR and WIRI radio stations. Weekdays, our front desk is 424-1300. 424-1300. Give us a call. Let us know about your Easter egg hunt. And of course, if you'd rather email us, you can email us info@WFHR.com. info@WFHR.com. Encourage you to do that, and encourage you to have that Civic Media app ready to go. Have it all set for yourself, because we've got the Civic Media Break in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest going on at the top of the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. We're going to give you a keyword. Text it to us through the Civic Media app, and every one of those hours, we're going to be giving away some different stuff. We got some really cool prizes for you lined up. $100 cash, Chula Vista family stay. How about a pair of Brewers tickets club level? How's that sound? And you do this, and you will automatically, win or not, you'll be in the running for our grand prize, this awesome mattress set we have from Verlo. Big shout out to everybody who has downloaded the app and that is already playing. Jane and Greg will have your next word in the 11 a.m. hour, and then at 1 and 4 o'clock today, and we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Be listening for that, everybody. Also wanted to mention our schedule for today. We got great things lined up. I mentioned Jane and Greg are right around the corner. They'll be hanging out with you from 10 to noon, doing the thing that they do best, keeping you informed and laughing and having some fun. And then a little bit later today, we will have, of course, Midday Magazine lined up for you. In part one, Lance Plimmel, Wood County Board Chairman, will be joining us. We'll also have Dylan with us, who is a criminal justice coordinator, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Looking forward to that. In part two, we're hanging out with our friends from the ODC. We've got Ann, Ashley, and David joining us. Got a bunch of different things to talk about and a highlight from the ODC. Looking forward to that. It is a Wednesday. Terry, we know what that means around here. Bingo!
Bingo!
Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Join our friends over there at the Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Not only going to have a great time when they open their doors at 5, but another one of these great organizations, great nonprofits that you, when you're hanging out, having bingo, having some fun conversations, enjoying the atmosphere over there at the Elks Lodge, you can know you're putting back into your community, because that's what our Elks Lodge does. We appreciate the gang over there so much. Join them for bingo every Wednesday, 6:30, doors open at 5, 430 West Jackson Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Want to send a big shout out to our friends at Focus and their Neighborhood Meals and the great work that they are doing. Neighborhood Meals are available every Thursday over at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. They open their doors at 4:15. Meals are available from 4:30 to 5:45. You can enter through the pantry doors. Want to send it's not in my notes here, but I always like to send a shout out to Sparhawk Trucking for opening their building too, focus and sharing some of that with them. We greatly appreciate that, the gang over there and what they do. That's what we're talking about when we talk about buy local and support local, things like that.
Well, and great community partnerships, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have space and it can be utilized by someone. So, yeah, shout out to them.
And some world good stories for you, like a single engine plane went missing in Alaska on Sunday with a pilot and two kids on board. But a bunch of other pilots went looking for them and found them alive the next morning. They crash landed on a frozen lake 80 miles south of Anchorage. They'd been stranded for over 12 hours, but they're okay. All three were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The pilot's dad praised the community for getting out there and saving them. A family friend had posted a call for help on Facebook and immediately got a huge reaction. We used to talk with a good friend of ours from Alaska all the time. And one of the things that would come up is the camaraderie and the fellowship out there. This isn't that surprising. It's really cool, but not surprising to see the way people stepped up.
It's also really refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it just restores your belief in humanity.
A town in Switzerland is letting doctors prescribe trips to art museums to help with stress. You get in for free with a doctor's note, and if it's successful, they plan to do more of these. I kind of like that.
That's awesome.
Cool, man. And this is that's an interesting one. So I'd like to see more of this. Now it's got me thinking about zoo, because we got our zoo over here and stuff. I want zoos incorporated in that. I think more of that. And you know what? If it gets people to actually like live a little and get out of the house or do something or just take a break from work.
Yeah. Very cool.
Cool. That is a pretty cool one. I like that. That's a good story right there. And I want to remind everybody as well about other good stories that we don't know about. I mean, there's good stuff going on out there that, as great as our team is here and a wonderful reporting we do here at WFHR and WIRI, we know there are good stories and there are good people out there that we just don't know about. So let us know. Reach out to us. Let us know about the things you want to know about. You could do that by signing up for the WFHR newsletter. Just go to WFHR right now. If you got an email, you can sign up. Takes you about 5-10 seconds. You sign up, and when you are signing up, you could take a moment, if you'd like, in the comments and let us know, hey, what would you like more? You want more sports coverage? You want more weather coverage or something like that? You want my Simpsons thoughts? I know you do it. No, nobody wants that. Okay. Well,
the abridged version.
Yeah, the abridged version. Yeah. go ahead and hit us up at WFHR.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Terry, thank you for hanging out with us. Have a great day.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.